Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey mamas, what the fuck is good? My name is Camo and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. Yeah, so I just want to start the episode off by apologizing to my girlies. I did take an unannounced last minute two-week reprieve. I needed a mental break. I really did. I'm just going to be 1,000. So, yeah, thank you for understanding. I do apologize how last minute and unannounced it was. But to those of you who showed your concern in my DMs and on TikTok comments, I do really appreciate you. And I do apologize to you as well. So, hey, here we are. I've got my coffee. I just took a shot to take the edge off, you know, a little liquid courage, if you will. I have a list of things I want to talk about. But before we do that, I want to do a little singing bowl exercise with you girls. If you're not familiar with sound therapy and sound healing, I love singing bowls. Look it up if you're unfamiliar, if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But it is like a spiritual practice that I have been a fan of for a long time. And I had like some standard metal bowl that I got from Earthbound a few years ago. And it did its job. It worked. It worked. It did. But I wanted to be more a fish, you know, like that's like your starter pack. And I wanted to really, really invest. Honestly, like I know some people might think it's silly or excessive or overkill or whatever, but I do feel a benefit from them. So I want to share that with you girls. I got a set of 7 new bowls on Amazon. Amazon has some hits. It does. It also has a lot of misses, but these were a hit in my book. I'm thinking about making an Amazon storefront of things that I just use around my house. I'm going to do a house tour eventually. I know I've talked about that already, but yeah, my house right now is in such a state. It is. I'll get into that in a bit. But anyways, the exercise, bitch. Please stay on topic. Fuck. ADHD be like. Okay, so this is a singing bowl. This is, ooh, well, she's doing her thing. This is G, the throat chakra. J, Just breathe, mamas. Seriously, let's all relax. Wow, that, I don't know. Maybe y'all think I'm tripping. Some of y'all will feel it, okay? Some of y'all are like, what the fuck is going on, biatch? That's okay. That's okay. If it doesn't resonate, it doesn't resonate, okay? But to those of you who are intrigued, listen, okay, feel, breathe. I want everybody listening to really join me on this moment, all right? All funny business aside, let's do some healing, some sound healing, okay? Let my voice guide you on this journey. If you're just here for the tea and the juice and the crumpets, fast forward like 5 minutes from now or 5 minutes ahead. Okay, I won't take up too much time. But you know, I'm just trying new things with you girls, and you know, it's cute and gorgeous to me. And so I just want to share this with y'all. Okay, so let me do my thing. Thank you. That was the throat chakra. Okay. Let me get a different tool. Period. Okay. This is the solar plexus. Okay, mamas. Well, my headphones got in the way, but wow. I love how long it just keeps on buzzing. Wow, did y'all feel that? I sure did. That was an experience. I hope you girls enjoyed that. I hope it brought some peace, some solace to some of you. I don't know, different strokes for different folks. I would never push a practice or an idea on anybody. But if, you know, you're intrigued, per se, look into singing bowls. Sound therapy. I encourage a little sound bowl, but I'm not going to push, you know, different strokes for different folks, okay? Personally, I'm a very spiritual person, and I feel so at peace right now. I'm going to be 1,000. I don't know if it's the tequila or the singing bowls, but it's definitely the singing bowls. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's get into the fucking episode, bitch. This past 2 weeks since last speaking, I have been repurposing furniture. I get ideas and I fucking run with it. I do. I be getting so invested in something. My kitchen, it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It looks like a paint studio. It does. I had to move my table. My kitchen table is not in my kitchen. It's in my living room right now. My entire dining room area is an art project. There's blankets laid out, and there's four pieces of furniture. Two of them are half painted, one is not started, and the other is pretty much done. I'm trying to figure out if I want to stencil a rose on it or change the hardware, but I've got the bones completed. Okay. So I've been repurposing furniture. Yeah. Point being made. My family has always done that. And their hustle has always been inspiring. Now I'm going to be 1,000. I'm lazy and as inspired as I've always been. And I've always wanted to get into that. I did dabble in it growing up. I was a young entrepreneur when I needed to be. But as far as like taking it seriously, I've never done that. I've never committed to it. But they've always been so good at it. They take their time. They put the effort into everything they do, the furniture they resell and the handbags and shoes, everything. It's always beautifully repurposed, fixed. And I wanted to really, you know, get into that. I wanted to find a hobby. After I moved out, I had a lot of free time prior to moving out on my own. I was living with my grandmother. And I just was not in a good mental space. So I was constantly, from the second I woke up, leaving the house. I did not want to be home. I just didn't. It was a mess. Okay. So when I moved out, I was suddenly staying home all the time. I've been staying home quite a bit. And I wanted to make the most out of my time and do something that really satisfied my soul, my spirit. And I think I've found that. But that's not to say that I won't lose it in a week or two. Mm-hmm. I am notorious for starting things and never finishing them or never fully committing. And I'm just going to be 1,000, okay? And maybe me being so candid will embarrass me enough to get my shit together. So you know what? This is going to be like an accountability thing. I, Camo, am going to try to be better, okay? Ooh. Anyways. Yeah, so I started repurposing furniture. And I'm loving the experience. It's been very calming, very therapeutic, and fulfilling to my soul. My mother was a painter. Growing up, I went on her jobs with her to model homes that she painted. She painted a lot of furniture. And throughout the entirety of the process, I just kept hearing her voice in my head. She used to always tell me, if you're going to do something, do it right the first time. And me, I'm naturally a very lazy person. Okay, just saying.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I wanted to cut corners. I wanted to, you know, get sloppy on my technique at times because I'm lazy and I'm tired. I was worn out from nothing, okay, essentially. And I just kept hearing her voice in my head. And I was like, bitch, no, your mother would be proud. Do it right. Do it right. So I was sanding the fuck out of these pieces of furniture. I've got two chest, nightstand, side table things. They're like probably like three foot tall. It's got like three drawers in them, and they're wood. And I also got this wicker lingerie chest. I bought all three of those from this lady off of Facebook Marketplace. She was so sweet. I loved her. You know, a lot, I feel like lately I've been having a lot of mental downloads. I've been more I don't want to say open-minded, because I feel like I've always been open-minded, but I've been more in tune. Maybe that's okay. Like I'm really taking more from experiences. I'm leaving engagements, entanglements with insight and more knowledge than usual. Maybe I sound crazy. I don't fucking know, but growth, that's all it is. But I met up with her, and upon my meeting her, I for safety reasons, when I am going to go buy something off Facebook Marketplace, I do kind of look at their profiles and try to get like a feel for who this person is, if they're a scammer or like, you gotta watch out for you gotta be your own advocate. You gotta be your own protector. Okay. So I do be digging in there some of their Facebooks very briefly. And I had like a preconceived idea of what I thought this woman was going to be like. And she was not at all what I thought she was going to be. And pulling up into the driveway, I was like, oh God, she's probably not going to like me at all. And she was so fucking sweet. You know, I through these furniture buying sessions, what the fuck am I saying? Through me buying shit off Facebook Marketplace the past few weeks, the past month, I've met a lot of people who kind of changed some of my perspectives, changed some of my going, the way I go about things, my assumptions. There we go. Yeah, I'm trying to not make assumptions. I'm trying to give everybody the benefit. I've always given people the benefit of the doubt, but I very much have been somebody who would judge a book by its cover at times. Certain demographics, certain, you know, I would be like, oh, this person's not gonna like me because they probably voted for this person or that, you know, and that's just silly. It's fucking silly. It really is. I've met a lot of people, unlikely people, who just accepted me with open arms, and I was very surprised and taken back, and in the best way. And I think some of these engagements, as silly as that might sound, is like, oh, you're picking up furniture, but I left not only picking up that furniture, I left with some insight, I felt like some wisdom, you know? So I'm very appreciative of where I am in my like mental development. I'm just more aware of things, I think, is what I'm really trying to put it into words. And I left feeling like, wow, that was such a nice experience. She had like lost her husband. And we just kind of bonded for a minute over like loss, and we just like talked. She gave me a painting that she made, and she gave me this glass piece for my desk. I'm going to put it in my studio. She had dripped paint all over some glass piece. It looked very cute. And she was just like, I feel like you would appreciate this. I just love your energy, your vibe. You stay beautiful, girl. She was so sweet. She was so fucking sweet, this older woman. And I also picked up a piece of furniture, this wicker chair, a few weeks ago. And same thing. I dug through their Facebook, and I'm like, oh, this person's not going to like me. I can just see. And I pulled up, and the lady was referring to me as they. She kept saying they. Like she was. I said, how do I pay you? Do you want me to Venmo or Zelle? Well, you know, what's your preferred method? And she calls her husband. She's like, hey, can you come over here? I need you to get us your Venmo so they can pay. She said they like four times. Like they. She was so sweet, and she was like, I hope you know, get use out of this. It's a beautiful chair. I know you, I bet you're going to decorate it so beautifully. You have a great night. I was like, oh my God, Camo. Wow. Open your eyes. There is beauty and gorgeousness all around. Okay. So point being made, let's be a little more open-minded And let's not judge a book by its cover. Maybe I shouldn't project because some of y'all are probably like, duh, bitch, I don't act like that. But, you know, with my experiences through life, growing up, I'm not going to beat myself up because part of the reason I am the way I am is through my experiences growing up. And I think that there's been a lot of change over time, like growing up. Nowadays, kids are coming out of the closet at such an early age, and they're, you know, there's always going to be bullying. That's inevitable. Okay. But it's a lot less than it was in my day. Growing up, like, it was so taboo and so looked down upon, so frowned. Like, everybody had such a strong stance on being queer. And so through my life experience, I've not had the best experiences with certain types of people. And so I'm trying to work out of thinking that everyone is like that, because people are growing. We're all growing, and we are all deserving of grace through that journey. I've met a lot of people who once upon a time did not like people like me, and they suddenly have had a change of heart. And so I'm also having a change of heart about certain people. I've been very emotional lately. I'm gonna be 1,000, and it's not a bad thing. It's not, you know, it's okay to be emotional. And that's something I'm trying to accept and trying to just, you know, be okay with. I'm very emotional lately. And some of it's great to have emotions. I was talking to my homegirl this morning, making my board of things to talk about. And she was like, oh, why don't you talk about online dating? And like men and women and like, I'm like, girl, what? I might talk about some online dating, but she was like saying like, oh, I love a man who's like, basically like so stone cold and like doesn't have emotions. And I'm like, no, girl, that's like toxic as fuck. Like, men are, she was like basically saying like how men are so emasculated or like not masculine anymore. And I'm like, girl, boys have always been taught growing up to suppress their emotion. Boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. Boys play with trucks. Boys this, boys that. It's toxic. It's okay to have emotions. It's okay to show emotions. It's okay to express emotions. This is like a little weird for me, honestly. I know I'm pretty candid, but I feel like lately I'm really trying to just open up my pussy to the world, you know? Not really, metaphorically though. I'm really just trying to, you know, like, be okay with having feelings. I've always tried to like play up this like, I don't have feelings, I'm such a strong badass. And you know, I will give myself, I have a lot of resilience and I am a very strong individual, but I do have feelings that I do hide sometimes. And I'm in an era of vulnerability, being open and honest and transparent more than ever, and point being made, all of that. It's okay to have emotions. I've been emotional lately. If you're a man, a woman, or in between, a they, whatever, it is okay to have emotions, to voice those emotions, and to feel those emotions. It's not always a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing. The fact that you have the capacity to care, to hurt, to feel. I mean, I'm not just crying over sad things. Like, yet last night, my homegirl was here, and we, like, played with the singing bowls, and it was very therapeutic. We had some Janae playing. Just the ambiance was just gorgeous. I had the LED lights on pink, and Binks, my firstborn, my precious angel, he was scratching at the door. We let him in. He came in. He was just so intrigued by the singing bowls. He was like laid on his back in a weird way with his paws. Like, it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. He's never done that. He was fully healing. I was like, oh my God, Binks, all the times you didn't have a treat back in the day, you're healing from that. You know, he was healing. And he could very well be, you know, like maybe he's a spirit from another life. Like, I don't know what his story is. You know, I can only understand so much from a cat, you know, but we get each other. And anyways, he came in here and he was healing with the girls. He was. And he laid up next to my friend. cats are very smart animals, period. They're very smart. They're very intuitive. I feel like they pick up on energy. There are some people who have came in my house and my cats like all hide immediately. They run. Now, if there's a stranger in here, typically they'll do that regardless. But like once they realize they're okay, they'll usually come out of hiding. And the way they engage with people is very telling to me. And maybe that's crazy. Maybe I shouldn't be that way. But there have been a few people who my cats did not fuck with, no matter how nice they were to my cats. My cats don't fuck with them. And I'm like, you are not welcome here, bitch. But my friend was like laid up in the bed and Binks jumped up next to her, was like pulling his little claws out at her in a nice way, not like scratching her. He was like, he was very comfortable, to paint you the picture. He was laid up next to her. He kept nudging her and he was purring so fucking loud. And I started crying. I literally started crying. And my friend was like, what is wrong with you? It's okay. Are you good? I'm like, yes, he's just so sweet. Look at him. And it's okay. It's okay. I literally am getting emotional thinking about my cats right now. Wow. Life is beautiful. All right, girls, I'm back from a break, in case you couldn't tell. Sorry, I didn't say going on a break, but I did. And here we are back again. But to stay on topic with vulnerability, I want to talk about posting online. I hear from a lot of people personally in real life, and just seeing people post online things like, oh, I was scared to start posting online. I am scared to post online. I don't know where to start. I am scared of what this person might think or what my family who will follow me will think. Who cares? It is okay to be cringe. Listen, everybody cringes at something. Okay. Different things make different people cringe. Okay. People cringe at my videos. That is okay. I'm not bent about it. In fact, I had a mutual post a video how they found Reddit pages dedicated to hating them. And I was just curious. You know, I've never dug really around about myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm curious. So I went on Reddit and I found a whole thread dedicated to also hating me and getting people were cringing. People were in the fucking comments saying, "Oh my god, their videos make me cringe. They ran out of topics or they ran out of content after the abandoned houses. They're nothing now. They're boring. They're cringe. They're this. They're that is okay." That is O-fucking-K, all right? Because I'm doing it. It's my job. But anyways, that's all irrelevant because I'm talking to you. This isn't about me right now. This is about you listening, okay, bitch? If you have any goal, any desire to post online, to grow online, anything like that, stop letting other people you went to... Don't fucking worry about Jessica from the fucking cheer team. Who cares? She's miserable. I promise you, okay? That bitch is carrying a Vera Bradley, all right? Her husband is cheating on her. Her children, unruly. Why do you give a fuck if she sees your video and thinks, oh, bitch, this is cringe. Did you see what Bethany posted? Who cares? It's not that deep. Somebody will cringe. They will. It's inevitable. It's the internet. You might even cringe while doing it. But just be yourself. Just be yourself. Put yourself out there. It's okay. I'm okay. I spent a lot of time trying to be liked by everybody. It doesn't work. You are not for everybody. I am not for everybody. I'm not for most people. And I am okay with that. Finally. I am. I am tired of seeking validation and acceptance from other people. I don't need that. You don't need that. We don't need that. Everybody is different. And that is what makes the human race so beautiful and so unique. Just put yourself out there. That's what I'm trying to say. it's okay to be a fucking ball of cringe. Now, I will say it's not for everybody, though. I'm going to be 1,000. I'm also going to be realistic. There, you know, I'm going to keep it 1,000. It doesn't work for everybody. And there are some of you who should stop and shouldn't do it, because it's just, it's not about the numbers. It's not. But sometimes people put themselves out there in just the worst ways. And I'm actually guilty of doing that in the past myself. Growth, okay? You got to start somewhere. So actually, disregard that. Fucking post, okay, bitch? You'll figure out for yourself. I've been posting online, different platforms for over a decade. And I've accumulated a lot of data, I'll say. And yeah. Still learning, but you got to start somewhere. Start fucking posting. Stop fucking worrying about those bitches. Do they pay your bills? Are they fucking you? Are they feeding you? They don't matter. Okay. Anyways, moving on. The past 2 weeks, I've been thrifting. Oh, that's not news to anybody. I thrift all the time. Fuck. You don't even gotta fucking say that. It goes without a fucking mention, okay, bitch. But I will say, I bought my first pair of men's pants in years. Years. I don't think I've bought a pair of men's pants in over half a decade. Yeah. Even when I was like, quote unquote, more male presenting, I was still very much in women's pants, like women's skinny jeans, leggings, but I would like have a button up or wear like a t-shirt that I cropped. That was my idea of masculine. That was the most masculine, I guess, that I could be. But I bought a pair of men's pants. Fuck gender roles, okay? I have extra pieces, okay? And that's okay. That's okay. But I tried these men's pants on. They're like these old man pleated. They look like they were like from the war. Mm-hmm. Like somebody in the war probably wore these. They're these vintage Bugle Boy pants. They're like khakis. They've got so many pleats in them. And I saw them in passing. I wasn't even planning to look at the men's pants. I really wasn't. But I was passing through the aisle and I saw them and I was like, oh my God, those maybe are in the wrong section. They kind of looked like women's pants. They look very stylish. It's giving very much Harry Styles. And I was like, oh my God, those are like kind of cute. And I grabbed them like, oh, these are men's pants. But then I looked at them like, who cares, bitch? They're your size. They would fit you probably. And I tried them on and they fit so beautifully. They don't look like quote unquote men's pants, but who cares? Who gives a fuck? Actually, fuck it. Just wear what you want to fucking wear. If it looks good on you, if it makes you feel good, period. If I wear men's pants, that doesn't mean I'm a man. If I wear women's pants, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm a woman either. Okay, you could wear whatever the fuck you want is what I'm trying to say. Okay, but I'm trying to be more accepting of things, and you know, the men's pants, they fit me very nicely, so maybe I'll buy some more men's pants. But I'm still gonna be wearing my little crop tops and bralettes. So I wore these pants and they just made me feel so cute and gorgeous. Actually, I think I'll show y'all a photo, because I was really feeling myself. Oh, how convenient, my phone was right on it. So I'm just gonna like crop my head out of it because my hair was a mess. But these were the pants. Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, so I made them look feminine. So whatever. That doesn't even matter. Who cares? They were very stylish and they fit so nicely. And so I did go buy several more. Experiment. That was the point. Yeah. Experiment. Experiment with everything, okay? Experiment with your self-expression. Experiment with your posting. Experiment with new places and things, and put yourself out there. Go places, do things. I'm actually about to go on a snowboarding trip with my family in February. They go like every year. I don't usually accompany them on that journey. I went one time when I was like 10 or 11 and I hated it. I fucking hated it because when my body gets cold, I get very tense, like very like I can't move very well. I don't know what that's about. It's like a sensory thing to me. And my hands and feet usually get very numb. And that sends me into panic mode every time. I'm just like, I'm dying. I am dying. Bitch, you're not dying. You've been here 1,000 times before, but you can't tell me that in the moment. Okay, so I've just not liked to go. I went one time. I was so fat, I couldn't get the goddamn boots on my fucking feet. I couldn't bend over. It's actually a very daunting task to snowboard, to get even in just the gear. It's so much padding and so much layers. And if you're a bigger person, I was very fat back then. I really couldn't reach my boots, and it was very embarrassing. It was. And my stepmother had to put them on for me, which was even more embarrassing because I was like 10 or 11. Why is a grown-ass woman helping this very capable child to do that? It was embarrassing. Okay, it was humiliating. And I was so fucking cold. I was so cold. But this year, I'm going to go. I've been telling my sister the past few years that I will go, and then I don't. Last minute, either work or something, or some one thing or another. But partially, it was just I didn't want to go. I'm trying new things. I'm going to try to go and have a great time. I'm going to have a good time, okay? I'm going to make the most of it, and I encourage you all to do the same. Do things out of your comfort zone. Try on new clothing. Paint your nails. Boys, if you're listening, paint your nails if you want to. I'm not going to push anything on you. I have no agenda. I'm not hired by, you know, the government to make you queer or anything like that, whatever y'all may think. But just experiment, you know, do things. Yeah, live life, breathe air. What's next? So I probably shouldn't speak on this much because I've not done enough research, but I will say I saw this TikTok that was about like our debt in the U.S. and how we've like reached that ceiling, and it's scary. It's very scary to think about. They were able to like buy time to like June, I think, to figure something out. There's a lot of conversations about potentially cutting the IRS and all these programs and all these things. But the thing is that if they do cut, I know a lot of people are like, oh, no IRS, no taxes, period. And that does sound great in some ways, but you know, there's always a trade-off. It wouldn't be like that. Of course, the government would still want to make some money, need to make some money. The roads that aren't even fucking paved. Every time I hit a pothole, I'm like, what the fuck do we even pay taxes for? Like yesterday, I was fucking driving through Woodstock and I hit the big, it wasn't even a pothole. It was on the highway. Such a hazard. It was like such a huge dip in the road. I know that shit fucked my alignment. It did. It fucking did. But the government is going to require money regardless. So if they did get rid of the IRS, there's conversation of making a standard 30% sales tax. That is so insane to me. So insane. That would be a blessing to the bigger people. But the little people, 30%. What, like, think about that. If you went to the grocery store, your $200 of groceries that is already a burden to have to pay for because of inflation, it's now going to be $260. Yeah, that's not going to work. So that's very scary, actually. I know I'm typically silly and I don't really talk about these things a lot. I don't like to speak politics and talk about those things publicly. But that is a scary thought of that potential that would ruin people. It would, a lot of people. They don't care about the small people. And it's so fucking sad. It is so fucking sad. I hate thinking about how many people have credit card debt and got into it, started that journey because they needed money in between paychecks. So they got a credit card and now they have all this debt and then they just get stuck in this loop. it's so hard to get out of these holes. I feel like it should not be this hard to have a decent life, to be able to enjoy ourselves. Growing up, when I had like my first few jobs, people always got on to me about saving money. And I looked at them like, bitch, how? What do you mean? The only thing outside of my bills that I could afford was the occasional thrift outing of like maybe a max $20. I did give myself Starbucks pretty much every day. I will say that was maybe excessive. Sure, I was spending like maybe $200 a month on Starbucks back then. But that was that brought me satisfaction. Okay, it made me feel good to be able to go and do that. And why shouldn't I be able to do it? Why shouldn't anybody be able to spend their money the way they want? Obviously, saving money is very wise. It is very smart. But it is hard to save money when you barely make enough. And people just aren't making enough money. And it's very sad. And the older generation, they look at my generation and the generation under me like, oh, y'all are so lazy. Y'all don't want to work for anything. Y'all don't want. That's easy for you to say, but you could go get a job at the grocery store and pay for your apartment and go to the movies and the roller rink and do that. You might not have been living lavish, but you didn't have to have 5 roommates, 2 full-time fucking jobs while going to school and having a side hustle to just be able to go on a vacation. Like, it shouldn't be so expensive to enjoy yourself. It shouldn't, like, I think about how many people have got credit card debt that started simply by them needing income in between paychecks. And like, somebody could argue, like, well, yeah, they didn't need to go spend that money on a canoe or whatever the fuck you spent your fucking money on. Why not? It was an experience for them. It brought peace. Like, life should be fun. Life should be enjoyed. We should be able to be with our friends, our family. We should be having beautiful experience. Life is not about being a slave to the system. Like, why is it instilled in us that we need to work 40, 50 hours a week, exhaust ourselves, have all these skills and whatnot? Why is that expected out of us? Like, why are we not sipping Mai Tais on a shoreline somewhere with all of our favorite people around us? Like, why is that not okay? Or why is that looked down upon? Like, it shouldn't be that way. If I make money, I'm going to spend my money the way I want. I could very much go out tomorrow, today, you know? And if I started saving money, I mean, now at this point, I really should. Like, there's really no excuse. But, you know, when I was working just a regular serving job and worked at Walmart and worked at Target, it was not possible to fucking save money outside of my bills. I had roommates. I had to pay fucking rent. My paychecks were like, what, $550? I think something like that. If that, that was like the best paycheck back then. And that's impossible to survive and live off of. So there needs to be more money. Or the cost of living needs to go down, because it's a nightmare. It really is. And to think that potentially people are going to have to pay 30. I don't think that's actually going to go through. It's just been a conversation up in the air. But that idea is very scary. And thinking about how our debt is, like, we hit our ceiling, bitch. Like, what is next? Like, this is the future of America is at stake here, and it is scary of what could potentially happen. I'm not trying to fear monger. I don't like people who do that. I don't like that shit. I try to avoid that. But I did kind of have a little spiraling moment yesterday when I was digging into that and saw that. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what is going to happen next? Life shouldn't be this fucking hard. I'm tired of it. Why is there 1% of people sitting up laughing and pissing on everybody, while so many people slave? I mean, I'm very blessed. Speaking for myself, the past 2 years have been very, I'm very grateful for the past 2 years. I was able to fully commit to be self-employed, but I'm not living lavish by any means. but I do still hang around the same people, my friends, and their circumstances haven't changed much, some of them. And I still, I don't ever want to lose where I came from. I don't want to ever be above something. And so I feel like really grounded when I'm around certain people. And it really makes me think back to how hard I was working just to be able to eat and to live. And then I had people telling me that I need to save the little enjoyment I had every day. Going to Starbucks would tell me, oh, that I'm silly. I need to be saving that money. Saving for what? What, I would have saved $200 a month if maybe. Okay, what is that going to do for me? Yeah, sure. Oh, well, over time it adds up. Yeah, fucking what? 5 years of me doing that? Working these jobs? Yeah, I'm going to be able to now what? Buy a fucking lemon off of Facebook Marketplace, some fucking dumpy car, what, $4,000 or $5,000? Well, my car was $5,000 that I'm currently driving. It was. You know what I'm saying, bitch. Like, I wouldn't be able to save that much money. Nobody would. And it's just crazy to me that people think like that, especially the older generation. They're just so out of touch with reality. Back in my day, back in your day, society was set up differently, bitch. I had to break it to you, Glenda, but it was. You would not be able to survive had you not set yourself up and had that. You know, it's, times are way different. It's way harder to make it. So I am personally very grateful for the past 2 years, but it's not lavish. I still have to make money. I still have bills to pay. I still have stress financially. And I still see my friends very much stressed. And it makes me think back of how stressed I was serving tables and working at those fucking jobs. And like I applied everywhere. I tried so many different things. Like, I couldn't find a good job that would pay me a livable wage. I had five fucking roommates six roommates at one point. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't. So something's got to be done. You know, I'm going to wrap this episode up. Yeah. I love you girls. I know as well, this is an abrupt end. So sorry. But I got to clean up my house. I'm having somebody come over a bit. And it's a mess in here. It is. It's a mess. Just like this episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. I love you all. Thank you for listening. To those of you who reached out and voiced your concern and were confused the past few weeks, truly, I appreciated that. I do apologize again for just the no notice, but your concern reaching out to me made me feel like, oh, I need to keep doing this. I need to be there for my girls. So thank you. Y'all really got me back in the game. I love y'all. Have a great day. Meditate. Experience life. Express yourself in new ways. Be vulnerable. Post that video. Film that video. Try new things. Go new places. Eat new food. Embrace different cultures. Yeah. All right. Till next week. Kisses.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.